We continue our learning the Nishmas Tavya ben Menachem Mishem Ham Yaakov in Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Meila Perek Emel Mishnah Beis Hamafrish Mos Lenizirusso Lo Nenin Velo Moala. Mishnah says a person who designates money for Nizirus, this is a Nazir, who after Malos Yemeni Zoh, he counted his days of Nizirus, a minimum of 30 days, but it could be many years. He has to bring three Karbanos when it's over. A Chatos, an Ola, and a Shlom. And we learn this in Maseches Nazir. Mishnah is telling us, if you have a Nazir who designates money for his karbanos, but he didn't designate which money is going to be used to buy the chatas, which is going to be for the ola, which should be for the shlamim. So what is the halacha regarding this money, regarding mi'ila? Lo nenin, lichatchila, you can't get benefit from that money. It was designated for the purposes of karbanos. On the other hand, velo malin, a bun does not violate mi'ila. A person doesn't have to bring an asha mi'ila, so karban mi'ila, for using this money, for getting benefit from this money for himself, be a personal benefit. Mipnei shehein re'udin lavo kulan shlamim, explains the Mishnah, because we could say about every one of those coins that were designated, potentially speaking, if you wanted, you could use that money for the shlamim. Since you didn't designate which money is for the chatas, ola, or shlamim, every coin that you have there potentially could be used for the shlamim. And there is no me'ilo when it comes to shlamim, shlamim are kachim kalim. And even though you'll say, but in the end of the day, some of that money was not all of that money is going to be used for shlamim. Some of the money is for a chatas, some of it's an ola. So there is deme chatas and ola within them, and chatas and ola does have the iser of me'ila. We still say that there's no carbon mi'ila. Why not? Because since there is money mixed together that shlamim as well, we don't know which money we could say you used, you got benefit from. And if that's true, maybe it was the shlamim money. And if so, if you bring now a carbon mi'ila, potentially you're bringing chulin in the azara. Maybe you're not chayv a carbon mi'ila. So therefore we say, misafik, don't get hana, but we don't, on the chance that you don't owe a carbon mi'ila, and we don't want you to bring chulin into the Beis HaMikdash you don't really owe a carbon. You can't bring chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we don't bring a carbon mi'ila. Then the Mishnah says, mace, let's say the Nazir dies after he designated this money. Hayustumim, if the money is still stam, the way we said in general, it was not, no, he didn't say specifically what it's going to be used for, chatas, olon, or shlamim. So yiplu v'nedava. Then that money, for this Nazir who passed away, the money should be placed in the pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, and people will use that money to bring olos nedava. Hayu mufurashim, but let's say before he died, he actually designated this money is for the carbon chatas, this money I'll buy the carbon ola with, and this is shlamim. So what do we do with the money? So demei chatas yelchu liyam hamelach. The monies that were designated for a carbon chatas, that have to be thrown into Yam HaMelech, to a place where you can't, no one's going to get them, because demei chatas shemesu ba'aleh are usher. Lo nenin v'lo mo'alim. Regarding this money, is the mechatas that we say thrown to the Yam HaMelech, you can't get hana from it. On the other hand, you don't violate me'ila. L'chatchilo, you can't get hana, but b'di'evit, if you did, there's no chiyuv of karban me'ila. Why not? Because if monies are being thrown into the Yam HaMelech, that means that they don't have a full hekdesh. Full hekdesh means you could actually use them to make karbanos. The fact that we're throwing them away means they are partially hekdesh, and therefore you're not chayv of karban me'ila if you benefit from the money, if someone benefits from the money that was designated by the Nazir for a karban chatas, for his karban chatas, but the Nazir had died. What about Dumei Ola? The money that he designated for Ola, assuming he designated the money for a carbon Ola, Yaviu Ola, bring an Olas Nedava with that money. And in fact, because of that, you would violate Mi'ilo with that money if you got benefit, your personal benefit from it. Udemei Shlamim, Yaviu Shlamim, and with the money that was designated for a carbon Shlamim, for his carbon Shlamim, you bring a Shalmei Nedava, which is can be brought as well. Chatas can't be brought as a Nedava, but an Ola and Shlamim can. So that's what we do here as well. But v'ne'echolin liyom echad. But as opposed to regular shlamim, which can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, since these were designated as a shlamim for a nazir, the shalmei nazir are only eaten like a toda, only eaten for a day and a night. So therefore, this shlamim as well, even though it's an adava, should only be eaten for a day and a night. Ve'einon tu'unin lechem, and don't require bread. What does that mean? Well, shalmei nazir generally have we bring bread or matzah along with it. But these shlamim do not require lechem. Why not? I thought we're bringing this in just in case it was for a nazir, because when it comes to the lechem of the nazir, it says v'nasan al kapeh ha-nazir. The lechem is placed on the palms of the nazir, but there's no nazir here. The nazir passed away, and therefore we don't bring lechem. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, some say it's Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hadam kal bitchilaso v'chomer besofa. We'll see that with respect to Mi'ila, dam, blood, has a leniency at the beginning, but has a stringency at the end. And the Mishnah will explain it. V'hanesachim, and when it comes to the wine that's placed down a little hole on the Mizbeach, that is the reverse. Chomer b'tchilasan, we'll see at the beginning there's a stringency. The kal b'sofan, but at the end there is a leniency. So the Mishnah explains. Hadam b'tchila ein ma'alim bo. When it comes to dam, what is this leniency at the beginning? Because at the very beginning, before you do the zrika of dam, of a karban, so there's no violation of me'ila. Why not? There's no violation of me'ila if you use that blood for whatever reason. Because the pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Zayin, Va'ani nisativ lachem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshoseichem. Purpose of the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach is lechaper for atonement. So the drasha is lechaper, lechapar nisativ, v'lo me'ila. The Gemara says it's given for kapara, atonement, yes, but me'ilo, no. So there's no violation of me'ilo when using dam for personal benefit at the beginning, meaning before this rika. Yatsa lenachal kidron moalin bo. But if after you do this rika on the mizbeach of the dam, and now you have the leftover dam, so what do we do with it? We pour it on the yisod of the mizbeach. And then it goes down through the Mizbeach into Nachal Kidron, into the Kidron Valley. So at that point, Malin Bo. So then there is a violation of Me'ilah. The Mishnah Yuma in Perek Hey Mishnah Vav says, Elu va'elu, which is the leftover dam, whether it was poured down the hole that went down to the yisod, that was on the yisod, the yisod was the bottom of the mizbeach, whether it was the dam that was poured on the yisod ma'aravi, some karbanos have the leftover blood poured down the little hole on the yisod ma'aravi, on the western part of the yisod, a little hole, and some are poured down on the yisod jeromi. So either way, all that blood ends up mixing together, then Elu Va'elun Mis Arvin Ba'ama, the Mishnah says. They all mix together in this pool channel of water that's in the Azara underneath the Mizbeach. The Yotzin Lenachal Kidron, this is another statement, part of the statement in the Mishnah Yuma, goes out into the Kidron Valley, Vinim Karin Leganonim Lezevel, and it's sold to gardeners to use as fertilizer, Umoalim Bohem. And there is me'ila. Now, what do you mean there's me'ila? It sounds like the gardeners are using it. So the answer is, because they pay for it. And since they pay for it, we allow them to use it. And the me'ila we speak of is really only midarabanu. Because midoraisa, we know anytime you did a mitzvah on something already, me'ila shouldn't apply anymore. And here the blood was poured down, the mitzvah was done already. So therefore midoraisa should be nothing wrong with using this. And that's why we allowed the gardeners to use it, assuming that they pay for it. So to fully understand this gezeira, why it applies now, it didn't apply before, it's like this. The gardeners want to use the blood for fertilizer, so they're not permitted to get benefit from it without redeeming it from hekdesh. So that's what it means, they have to pay for it. Then it's no longer kadosh, and they're allowed to use it. That's only true if this is only asur midarabanan. Midoraisa, there's no way. If this were asur midoraisa, the Gemara assumes on nun tes that we wouldn't allow the ganonim, the gardeners, to use in the Kidron Valley. They wouldn't be able to use it at all and wouldn't be able to redeem it. There's no doubt that it's down on a Doraisa level, it is permitted. On the other hand, that must be that there is going to be an Issa Darabanan that applies, and that's why they have to redeem it. Otherwise, there would be no obligation to redeem it in order to use it. This Darabanan, though, notice only applies now after the blood is outside the Beis HaMikdash. before this Rika, there is no Gezera Derabanan of Me'ila, because we said Hadam B'Tchila, the Mishnah began. This is the leniency. There's no Me'ila. Why is there no Me'ila? So the answer is because in the Beis HaMikdosh, we don't make Gezeros. So we drop Gezeros Derabanan. We assume that the Kohanim know what they're doing. We don't have to make these decrees. So that's why there's no decree before. There's only a decree after. But with the redemption, with payment, we allow the gardeners to use the blood afterwards. So that's what we mean. Yatala Nachal Kidron Malinbo, there is Mi'ila Midirabanan, and since Dolomidirabanan, we allow the gardeners to use this as fertilizer, the blood that came down underneath the Mizbeach in the Kidron Valley. They can use it as long as they pay for it. Then the Mishnah says, Hanesachim, we said, is just the opposite. Bitchila Moalin Bohem, from the moment that you makdish them to use as Nesachim, as wine libations in the Beis HaMikdash, there is Mi'ila. If you use it for yourself, you use it to make Kiddush, whatever it is, you're going to violate Mi'ila, being carbon Mi'ila, but Yatsu L'Shisim, but once they went down into the Shisim, which goes down, we know this from Masech HaSukkah, there are two holes. Now, the holes we were speaking about before for the blood, those are on the Yisod, on the bottom platform of the Mizbeach that sticks out. The two holes for Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin are on the top of the Mizbeach. So then it would go down these holes and then down underneath the foundation of the Mizbeach. So once the Yatsu L'Shisim, they went down all the way through the Mizbeach, Ein Mo'alim Bohem, because the mitzvah was done. So here we see the reverse. When it comes to Dam B'Tchila, we're lenient, there's no Me'ila. After Yatsu L'Nachal Kidron, there is Me'ila, albeit Midrabanan. And then the Sachim, there is Me'ila in the beginning, but once they go down to the Tishisin, all the way through the wall, the little channels in the Mizbeach, then Me'ila no longer applies because the mitzvah is over.